Welcome to the Songs of Note podcast, where we talk about the songs we love and the stories behind them. I'm your host, Ryan Gregg. If you have been following along or subscribed for a while, you may notice that it's been a while since I've had the last episode, and wanted to fill you in and let you know what's been going on. You know, I had just a ton of episodes. End up doing more than 100 different podcast episodes over the course of a couple years, and just am so grateful for so many of you following the show, subscribing, saying kind words on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, those kind of things, and learning about the songs, hearing the stories behind so many, you know, classic songs to grunge songs to, you know, Beatles and so many other things. And it's just been such a joy to have done the podcast and to focus on the stories behind those songs, and to hear so many of you say you resonated with those stories as well. I am sorry for the long break since the last time you heard from me. I had intentions of coming back, and there was a couple different projects connected to the show that didn't come through that I thought were going to be longer form audio interviews, and those didn't come through. And then the theme song for the podcast ended up running out on the license, which is why if you follow the show, not only were there no new episodes, but you may have noticed that most of the episodes were removed. Tyler Ramsey had done the music previously and was incredibly gracious to let us use that that theme song, both for the intro and outro of the show. And I love him and love his music, and I just wasn't able to continue doing the licensing with that song. And so out of life stage and necessity, felt the need to just remove what was available online and take a break. And so slowly but surely recently, I don't know if you're getting notifications or if you've looked, but many of those episodes have come back. I've added a new theme song. You'll continue to see those episodes until all the old episodes are back. But I thought, you know, this is a podcast is a funny thing where I can talk into a microphone and you may have clicked a button and subscribed at some point, which I don't take lightly. But also on the other hand, I can't hear back from you, and I don't know if you are enjoying the show or when you do. Those kind of things. I mean, I appreciate the nice comments, those kind of things, but it's just funny. It feels like you're talking into a tunnel at sometimes, and so you don't know who's on the other end. And so since we last spoke, since I guess you last heard from me, a couple cool things have happened. I ended up taking a music job with a former guest on the show, which is totally cool. So now my full-time deal, I'm working in music, working with music every day, and really enjoying it. That's really fun. But also wanted to update you on, you know, this is not, this won't be a typical story about a song or a band, but if you have followed the show, maybe you have interest in this. If you are into songwriting, or if you were into, I don't know, just having something to listen to, I figured I would share what I've been up to these past, past 7 months or so. There was a friend of mine that reached out and said, "Hey, I read this book and it made me think of you." So for people that have followed the show, I used to be in a pop rock band. It was called Addison Road. I was, you know, one of the main songwriters, and just loved doing songwriting and writing songs. And I was privileged enough to have a time that we could get on a label, and we traveled and did that for a number of years. It was really fun and really rewarding to, you know, write songs and then have people, you know, come to shows and sing them and get to meet people. And that whole thing was incredibly rewarding. And then, you know, once we started having kids, it was just like, we can't do both. We can't travel and make all this work, and which is great. You know, it was fine. We got to, I get to do it for a time, and then was ready to step into something else when the time came. But I kind of put the songwriting part of myself on hold, I guess, or put it away and focused on like having a job and focused on other things like that. But it's funny because through the years, you know, music things keep bubbling to the surface, whether it was starting this podcast or, you know, continuing to write a little bit. And so a friend had sent me a book by someone named Andrew Peterson last summer, and the book is called Adorning the Dark. And really, they were like, hey, this made me think of you since you're a songwriter. And I was like, I'm a songwriter. So I don't know if any of you identify with this or you write or whatever, but it was so affirming to have somebody say this about me. This thing that used to be so much of my identity was I wrote songs for a living, and then I didn't. And then I went, you know, had a regular job, and it's 10 years later, and still have a love for music, but would not identify myself as a songwriter at that point. But, you know, just saying that made me think, oh yeah, I'm going to read this book. And so this book was really interesting, just as far as like touching on the importance of art, the necessity of honesty in art, and what the place of it is. So that was really kind of sparked something in me. I got a new guitar shortly after that, my first guitar in like more than 10 years. And so started, you know, messing around with guitar. And then, I don't know if anybody loves Jeff Tweedy and Wilco like I do, but Jeff Tweedy put out this awesome, awesome little book called How to Write One Song. And it's very small, fits in your hands, really small little book. But it was incredibly encouraging to me in a way that I had never experienced, as far as the helpfulness of writing. And maybe someone might even say like the mental helpfulness or the emotional helpfulness or whatever you want to call it. For me in my, you know, my former life of writing in a band, that was my whole world. Was you're writing for a band, you're trying to get songs cut, you're trying to get songs on an album so you can record them, so you can tour them, and then you do it all again. And so to hear Jeff Tweedy, who is in my mind a world class, one of the best songwriters and just amazing musicians and writers, say things like he writes all the time, every day, all these practices that he would do, and to hear him say writing for the sake of writing is so healthy for your mental state, for your emotions, for whatever. And I was like, what do you, you know, I just never looked at it in that way. And so hearing him just be so, gosh, I guess gracious, I don't know the term for it, but other than I felt overwhelmed with this guy who was so good at this, saying that even if you're going to write something and no one else ever hears it, it might be good for your soul to be able to articulate what you're feeling. And I felt like he just kind of emboldened me. I felt like I got a freedom to like, oh gosh, I haven't written songs in that way in a long time. So I started writing songs. And so my wife and some good friends went around this time to a concert. Maren Morris, who is a Texas native like myself, and gosh, it was one of the best concerts I've maybe ever been to, and I was so surprised by it. If you don't know her, she does, it's kind of, I don't want to call it pop country, because it's definitely country, but it's not like old school country. It's not too poppy, but it's just very good songwriting, great musicianship, killer record. I mean, it was just an amazing concert. And something around that time, coupling, you know, all those things happening, I was like, I think I want to write some songs, and I'd like to write some songs with the intent of making them good enough that if someone heard them, maybe they would want to cover a song. And so when you say something called like somebody covers a song, that means that like there's a songwriter and then another artist comes along and records it. So over the course of the past, you know, several months, I've written a handful of songs, and in Nashville, there are, you know, so many incredible, incredible writers. And feel to have somebody write a song that actually gets cut and actually gets covered. And so I found, you know, even reaching out to people I used to work with and people within the country music industry, they are just, there's so many songs. So, you know, I thought, gosh, I have a unique audience here. You guys listening on the other end of this, I don't know who's listening. I don't know who may have a connection to an artist or is in A&R or is in country music or not country music. But here's my thought. My thought was, gosh, maybe this is a chance to at least catch you up with what I've been doing. And I didn't just go away. I've been working on songs and I hired people to sing on them and I did my best to make the song sound good. So I'd love to share them with you. If you're into that, stick around. If you're not, you're like, I just want to hear the story behind Stairway to Heaven. Well, that's an episode that hopefully is back up. I'm going to make sure it is. But that for the rest of this episode, I'd love to just play you some of the songs that I've been working on and kind of tell a quick story behind them. So for me, these have been, like I said, kind of therapeutic as far as the reason for recording songs. So the first one I'm going to play for you, it's called Proud to Be a Texan. And I'm a Texas guy. And as a songwriter, I was listening to Ray Charles do the Georgia. And I kept thinking, gosh, if I was going to write a song about my state, about something that says something emotional, that says something true, that says something worth singing about, you know, what would I say? And so I try to approach it like that. So I put some things in here that were true to me, and then I try to put a bunch of things that were true that I just think they're true to the state. So whether you're a Texan or not, I hope you enjoy it. But it's interesting because the only songs I've ever had recorded or cut, is what we call it, are ones where I really felt like, you know, I was able to leave a little bit of myself on the cut, not on the floor, but a little bit of myself inside the song. The best songs always feel like you're leaving like a little bit of yourself in there. And I felt like I was able to do that, especially with this song, but also with several of these other songs. And so was able to, you know, I'm the one playing guitar on all these. I wrote all these songs, but I hired different singers, which you can do that and have them sing. So this is not my voice, but I think the singing is incredible. Texas, and who would I want to hear it? Well, I can hear like the you know, Texas commercials, or gosh, even like a Ford commercial, or there's a Dairy Queen mentioned in this, so a DQ, you know, those are the types of things I was envisioning, but mostly just wanted to write a song that felt pure and true to my love for the state, for Texas. So here's the song. This is called Proud to Be a Texan.
I was born under these skies, been home my whole life. I met my wife here, God willing I'll die here. Learned to ride a bike on these streets, where I got my first set of keys. I played catch with my dad in this green grass. Every town's got a DQ. You've never seen such fields of blue. From Austin to San Antonio, from Dallas to Laredo, kindest people you'll ever meet. Sweet as the tea, deep in the heart. The stars at night are big and bright. You should see the moon coming off the brazos. Reminds me of why this is the land I love. Damn, I'm proud to be a Texan. This ground is holy, and our roots go deep. This is the same sky that made Stevie Ray's guitar cry. We'll go to church on Sundays and sip whiskey in the evenings. Boy, you never felt relief like a Texas summer ending. People still say y'all with a southern drawl. From Houston to Killeen, from Waco to Abilene. Best folks you'll ever find, sweeter than the pecan pie. Deep in the heart of Texas, the stars at night are big and bright. You should see the moon coming off the Brazos. Reminds me of why this is the land I love. Damn, I'm proud to be a Texan. At night are big and bright. You should see the moon coming off the Brazos. Raise my kids in these fields and I'll be buried in these hills, deep in the heart of Texas. Yeah, I'm proud to be a Texan.
All right, that was "Proud to Be a Texan." Another song that I worked up during this time. You know, I don't know if any of you have daughters. I'm got one myself, and you know, love her to death. And this song came about in the growing pains of realizing you're a dad and your kids are changing and trying to wrestle with how do I continue to love you even when some things you do drive me crazy, and then how do I continue to be mindful of the fact that you're only here for so many years and you know you'll leave at some point, and all those things are kind of wrestling around. And so this was one that really, you know, the words came to me in pieces. And it's interesting, if you listen to the words are the most important thing to me on this song. It's called "That Little Girl to Me." But it started with, I remember we took this trip and we went to the beach, and I just remember wanting to put my daughter, when she's real little, put her on my shoulders. And I really remember wanting to have a picture of that at the beach. So we've got a, you know, me when she's on my shoulders, you got the sunset. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful life moment. And for whatever reason, when I was thinking of this song, that picture came to mind, and then that's how the lyrics sprouted. And so, you know, for if we're talking like songwriting things for people listening looking for songwriting ideas, holding on to, you know, something I got from the Jeff Tweedy book was, you know, holding on to a tangible memory. And I'm picturing, you know, being at that beach and having her on my shoulders and thinking about that. And that's what birthed the start of these lyrics, because it talks about looking in a picture in a frame and I'm seeing that smile on her face. And then it goes on to talk about her getting older. But something that that Jeff Tweedy did that I've never heard of and blew my mind is he talks about sitting in the song and letting your subconscious help write the song. And that sounds wacky. If you're not doing it, it sounds wild. But I tried that and I did that on this song. And so I was like, I only want to say words that mean something, because you've only got about 3.5 minutes and you only want to do it if it's going to count. And so the song is was about halfway done. I was like, I don't know where to go with it. And so I just let it sit. And one day I'm at the grocery store and I'm sitting there, you know, waiting on my stuff. And I start like thinking about it more, and I start thinking about what do I want the end to be. And by the time I get to the register, it was like I wasn't thinking my way through it. It just hit. And you'll hear if you pay attention to the end of the song with the words on what happens. But I mean, I'll just be real. I'm not like a crier, but I had to leave the store, and I you know, get my groceries, but on the drive home, I mean, I was bawling based on, you know, thinking about my daughter and getting older, and oh man, it got me. And I did not see that coming. I'm not somebody that gets choked up, and I lost it. And anyway, was able to put that into like the close of the song, and it wraps it up, and just was very happy with how it turned out. So I won't play it for you. This one is the guy singing. His name is David Gates, and he is from Dallas, and his website is davidgatesmusic.com. He was kind enough to sing on this one, but I want to play it for you now. Again, you can find any of these on a private link at bit.ly/songsofnote, but this is That Little Girl to Me.
Looking at a picture in a frame, seeing that smile on your face, holding you up on my shoulders, it's different now that you're older. Love me so hard, it don't make it easy. You're so much like me, it can drive me crazy. And I only want the best in the world for you. You're growing up quick, I don't want you to. Life's moving too fast, wish it would slow down. I'm gonna hold on to every moment somehow. You're 12 years old, going on 18, but you're always gonna be that little girl to me. Big eyes. These days you're looking at your phone more than mine. Spending more time with your friends. I can't help feeling like you're slipping. Loving so hard, don't make it easy. You're so much like me, it can drive me crazy. And I only want the best in the world for you. You're growing up quick, I don't want you to. Life's moving too fast, wish it would slow down. I'm gonna hold on to every moment somehow. You're 12 years old, going on 18, but you're always gonna be that little girl to me. Picture in a frame, sees that smile on my face. It's years that I've been gone, but the one I left with her lives on.
That was That Little Girl to Me. When I sent it to a buddy of mine, he was like, "Did you die at the end?" And I was like, "Yeah, but that's how it wraps up." And then she's looking back and thinking about what she meant to her. And anyway, I hope you like that one. Okay, so this next one is an interesting one for me. This song is called Bad Religion. In the band that I used to be in, we would write songs that were in the religious realm, and that's really play a lot of churches and that kind of thing. So I've seen a lot of things and been around a lot of things, positive and negative, in the religious realm, if you will. But I started thinking about there's so many connotations with religion that are negative, and there's so many, we hear the stories of crooked people and people both of belief and of unbelief hear these stories, and it's awful, and it makes you question what you believe when you hear these awful stories about, you know, people putting on a religious not front, but whatever, but coming across and then making bad decisions and doing things that totally seem to negate the fact that you were, you know, presenting yourself as somebody who is doing things for spiritual reasons. And so I kept thinking about people that maybe had bad interactions within the church. And as myself, I'd call myself a believer, but certainly have seen things that made me, you know, question it, that made me think, yuck, I don't want to be like that. That's not in line with the thing that I believe. And I kept thinking there's got to be so many people like that who've had those experiences that made them walk away, you know, from church or belief altogether. And I thought that I hate that, because the heart of what I believe is, you know, the Bible, and that's where I'm coming from. So you know, in my background. But on this song, this is kind of calling out those negative things, but it's coming from a place of belief, but it's also calling those things out, saying, you know, I the things that I see that I hate, but trying to hold on to the thing that you know is true, the thing that you know you still believe in, that you're thinking back from when you first made the decision to believe these things. And so, so I'm going to play that one for you now. This one is called Bad Religion.
Oh,
slithering quiet and he's moving in quickly. What he doesn't know is there's a lion coming. He's coming to rescue, he's coming to win. If you feel me, can I get an amen? If you're with me, can I get an oh yeah? He's come once and he's coming again. The sound of bad religion coming round looks more like fear, less like love, like blacktop falling on a wide winged dove. So keep your eyes open, keep your feet steady, watch for the liar, you wanna be ready. He'll try to deceive you, so pay attention and watch out for bad religion. Bad religion.
Again, these are songs that I wrote and that I'm playing for the really to share what I've been up to since the podcast kind of last was on. But also, if anyone out there is looking for songs, whether you're an artist, you're an A&R, you know somebody. It was funny. I talked to a friend of mine who's in Nashville who has written with big artists, recorded, you know, people like Carrie Underwood, and he was like, you know, these days the songs that get cut are through the artist. The artist is the one calling it. He's like, it may be the song, the artist's buddy who lives down the street who read a song that he really loves. He's like, those are the songs that get cut. So again, my thought was, gosh, I'll get these songs out, at least, you know, let you guys hear it. If there's anybody out there that has a connection to somebody or wants to share these songs to somebody that may want to cover them, I would love for that to be the case. And if not, I think it's fun getting to share the creative process of writing some songs. So this next song is called Skating on Thin Ice. This one, last fall, there was a couple different, you know, things that happened that were where you realize that life is fragile. One, you know, for me was on, you know, trip with my family, and there was a really, really close call with my son, and it just gutted me. Just the, you know, feel like you're on the edge of, oh my gosh, did this, you know, really serious thing almost just happen? And you start realizing, you know, even though we feel like everything is fine and we have our plans and we're going along and we're like, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do, really, at the end of the day, we are, you know, one step away from not being here. You know, there was, we had someone else I knew that someone, you know, passed away right in front of them from a wreck, and it was just, you know, traumatic. And so there's just a number of these things that happen. And so I kept trying to think about this idea of skating on thin ice, and thin ice is you're still in the world, and the ice under beneath, the water beneath, is you're not in this world anymore. You know, it's such a thin line between you're here and you're not. And that visual was very compelling to me. So my original idea with this was, you know, for a ballad for somebody like Carrie Underwood type vocal to sing. But, you know, when I think about the heart of it, the heart of the chorus is talking about, you know, to the loved one that you lost, this is not the end, you know, I will see you again. And the hope that's found in that, that was the intent of this song. So not to wallow in the sadness, but to say, in spite of the sadness, so even, when something tragic does happen, that you want to see them again. So that's kind of the intent of this song, but would love to play for you. This is a wonderful female singer, and then the backgrounds are sung by David Gates, who I mentioned earlier. But this is Skating on Thin Ice.
This life is fragile as a butterfly's wing. We feel unbreakable, like we can do anything. We make our plans, we carry on, but one day we're here and the next we're gone. Our souls are wrapped in bones and skin. We feel invincible, but we're more like porcelain. And in a moment reminded how frail we are.
Skating on Thin Ice. I appreciate you guys listening. If you've made it to this point, you know, I'm just greatly appreciate you even, you know, wanting to hear any of these songs. Again, I've got them uploaded. If you end up wanting to share this with someone or send it to someone, the website is bit.ly/songsofnote. Or you can email me, ryan@thesongsofnote.com. But that was a heavy one. So this next one is the lightest, maybe the lightest one I've ever written. It's kind of meant to be intentionally light. We did a lot of sessions writing, when I was in the band. So you get, you know, they call it co-writes. You get a bunch of, you know, writers together in a room and you say, let's write about something. And so people start tossing ideas around. I never found that very helpful. I always thought I was, you know, looking at the computer screen the whole time instead of, you know, letting my mind wander. And so, in this time I have been working on these songs, I just started driving and you start thinking about what you want to talk about. And then I started, you know, what I think ends up being a humorous song is this next song. It's called Can't Do More Than You. But the whole idea is that, like, no matter what I'm able to do in my house, there's nothing that I'm going to be able to do that's going to be more than what my wife is able to do, because she's amazing. She's, you know, given birth to our kids. She's done all these things. And no matter what, I just kept finding, like, oh, hey, I look what I did. You know, I'm proud of this thing that I did to keep up the house. And then she's nonchalantly done like 10 times, you know, more than that without even mentioning it. I'm like, ah, I can't do more than you. So this song is supposed to be a little bit humorous in that way. I was envisioning it as like a Brad Paisley type, where it's a little bit tongue in cheek and there's a little nod to my favorite singer at the end. But I'm gonna play it for you. So this is called Can't Do More Than You.
my pride. I can't read the instructions when they're included inside. If there's one thing in this world I can't do, I can't do more than you. I can't have one beer when two are on my mind. I can't escape a speeding ticket by batting my eyes. I can't do yoga and I can't do Pilates. I can't stop a smile when you want to get naughty. If there's one thing in this world I can't do, I can't do more than you. 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 If there's one thing in this world I can't do, I can't do more than you. I can't look sexy sipping on a fruity cocktail. I can't show off my belly when I go to get the mail. I can't have patience when all our kids are crying. I can't make them feel better like your hug and your smile. I don't know how you do all that you do, but I can't do more than you. I can't wait to surprise you, cause no one loves you better than you. Walk in with my favorite singer, Eddie Vedder. You said he's putting on a private concert just for you. Woo! I can't do more than you.
All right. I hope you like that one. Can't do more than you. I get to throw Eddie Vedder into a song. He's my favorite singer. Okay. So this next song is one called No Way. And, you know, when we're talking about lyric ideas or song ideas or where they come from, sometimes it's like a title that you're able to work backwards on. So I remember driving home and I was talking about, you know, working on lyrics or song ideas. And I was like, No Way. That's a really great line, and that's something I hear all the time. No way, you won't believe it. No way. So I worked it backwards, and I was wanting to do something that felt like a not quite a love song, but more like somebody being humbled by the love of someone else. And so I had a guy who sang that last song sing on this one. You know, you can also use, for people who are songwriters, you can use services like Fiverr. I was able to hire people like slide players who are hearing on these songs, string players, for very low cost. So that was really awesome to be able to add that element. But as somebody who has pitched songs in the past, I wanted to have a really good singer on it, because sometimes it's hard to hear past an okay vocal for somebody who's got a really good vocal. So this next one is called No Way.
I've been known to lose my temper every now and then. I can be quick to judge and slow to forgive. I'm certainly no saint. My loved ones would agree. There's no doubt the good Lord's still working on me. So do I think that I deserve all the love I've been given in return? No way. She's so good with our kids. She thinks there's nothing better than everyone being close, just spending time together. Wish I was more like her, and I'm trying to be. But do I think that I deserve all the love given to me? No way. There's no way that I could earn it. I know I don't deserve all this love that's come my way. They'll say, ain't he the lucky kind? And I'll know that they're right. I don't deserve all this love, no way. Distracted, off and on my phone. I'm working on it, but I've got a long way to go. So do I think that I deserve all the love I've been given in return? No way. There's no earn it. I know I don't deserve all this love that's come my way. They'll say, ain't he the lucky kind? And I'll know that they're right. I don't deserve all this love, no way. I don't deserve all this love, no way. I don't deserve all this love, no way.
All right, that was No Way. I've got two more if you're sticking around, if you're still here hanging with me. Again, these are songs that I've written with the hope of someone out there maybe wanting to cover, or maybe wanting to pass along to another artist to listen to possibly cover. The website where you can hear all these is bit.ly/songsofnote. That is. I don't know where you all are in your lives, but I've got, you know, a really tight group of friends. There's four of us or so that are on a text chain, and we're always just talking about, you know, different stuff that's going on, you know, life wise or kid wise or whatever. We've got young kids, and so a lot of times it's easy to feel, for me, like it's easy to feel overwhelmed or buried under the moment, or like not thinking about the bigger picture of the things that you're in. It can be easy to be pulled into the day to day. And so, you know, we just had been talking, we'd been on a trip together and just talking through, you know, how do we make the most of it? And how do you make the most of your time here? And so, I was kind of thinking about that. And then, I just remember like my wife had a small procedure done and we were sitting there in the hospital, and I remember looking around thinking, she's going to be fine. This is a very minor thing, but I'm looking around seeing, people who are in much different circumstances. And I thought that could be us later, and that could be me. And right now it's not, I'm grateful it's not, but how do I choose to make the most of the time that's left? And so, the time in between is this song. How do you make the most of your life and your time that you have on earth, and recognize it for what it is, that, you know, there is a start, there is a finish. And how do you choose to have, hope instead of being overwhelmed by, sadness, or overwhelmed by grief, or overwhelmed by the weight of the world, whatever we're going through. So this is a song about that. It's gonna be, and again, all these are demos. And so these are, you know, these are not guitars coming out of killer amps. These are not real drums. These are all things programmed. But it's meant to give like a picture of what a song could be. So here, I'll play it for you. This is called The Time in Between.
Thank you.
Gonna have a first day and a last day. Gonna know love, gonna feel pain. Gonna spend your life chasing something. But what about the in-between? Gonna see sunrise and sunsets. Things you'll never forget. Probably have some regret. But don't hang on to that thing. Don't hang on to that thing. 'Cause this life's worth living. There's a start and there's a finish. What counts is what you do with the time in between. We got love, we got hope, we got each other, and I know. Gotta make the most of the time in between, yeah. And a last kiss with the one you'll go home with. Gonna laugh till you're crying with your friends along the way. Gonna see first steps and birthdays, first love, heartbreak. Gonna be there for the whole thing and everything in between. 'Cause this life's worth living. There's a start and there's a finish. What counts is what you do with the time in between. We got faith, we got hope, we got each other, and I know. Gotta make the most of the time in between. We only get one chance, one shot, one life. That's all we got. So I'm gonna make it count. Gonna have a first day and a last day. Gonna know love, gonna feel pain. Gonna spend your life chasing something. This life's worth living. There's a start and there's a finish. What counts is what you do with the time in between. We got love, we got hope, we got each other, and I know. Gotta make the most of the time in between, yeah. Gotta make it count, gotta make it count, gotta make it count, gotta make it count with the time.
That was the time in between. And the last one, this is, I remember, you know, especially in the midst of writing songs all the time in the band that I was in, the importance of trying to say something true. And I remember in the movie Walk the Line, which is a movie about Johnny Cash, I remember there's some part in there where, you know, he sends in his song, or he shows somebody from the label his song, and maybe it was from Sun Records. I don't remember who it was, but basically they were like, if you knew that tomorrow was going to be your last day on earth, is this the song that you would sing? And he was very confused and was like, I don't know. But it made him really like think about how you have a choice in what you say and the words you say and the music that you do with the time that you're here. And that really informed songs that I've written ever since. Like, so he's like, so say, if you're going to say something, make it count. And I thought, wow, that's powerful. Anyway, so this next song just came through the idea of, gosh, Johnny Cash is an incredible writer. And I, you know, was reading his autobiography and just an incredible person. And so this is really kind of just a song that's kind of the story of his life in a song. But I kept thinking, you know, the hook was the day that Johnny Cash died, and it was all the things that he did before then. That was the day before Johnny Cash died. It was all these things that he did while he was alive, and we still have his songs for people that enjoy his work. His story just really spoke to me. So it's an upbeat song. But that's kind of where that story came from. So this is the last one, the day Johnny Cash died.
Mm-hmm.
the man in black. Born to Arkansas cotton farmers many years back. He was 12 years old when his brother lost his life. But that was a day before Johnny Cash died. His mother taught him how to play guitar. They'd sing his favorite hymns and she'd call him J.R. He joined the service, signed that dotted line. But that was the day before Johnny Cash died. He lives on in his songs. We know every chorus and verse. He may be gone, but I'm holding on to that rebel-rousing, redemptive, deeply flawed, heart-convicting life of Johnny Cash. He walked the line. Hope I'm half the man he was when Johnny Cash died. He used to sing about a boy named Sue. Had a chip on his shoulder with something to prove. Old John seemed to have that same fight. But that was the day before Johnny Cash died. Those Folsom Prison Blues took him to the top. Played for those society he thought were too far gone. He saw something worth saving in those prisoners' eyes. But that was the day before Johnny Cash died. He lives on in his songs. We know every chorus and verse. He may be gone, but I'm holding on to that rebel-rousing, redemptive, deeply flawed, heart-convicting life of Johnny Cash. He walked the line. Hope I'm half the man he was when Johnny Cash died. When his life went roaring off the tracks, his faith in Jesus pulled him back, and June's love for him helped him find a way. She was with him till her dying day. He would sing about a ring of fire, how his love grew deeper and the flames went higher. He and June were dancing through the night, but that was the day before Johnny Cash died. He lives on in his songs. We know every chorus and verse. He may be gone, but I'm holding on to that rebel-rousing, redemptive, deeply flawed, heart-convicting life of Johnny Cash. He walked the line. Hope I'm half the man he was when Johnny Cash died. I hope one day I'm half the man he was when Johnny Cash died.
So that's it. Those are the songs I've been working on since we last had a podcast. I really appreciate you sticking around and listening to the end. Again, if you know someone who's an artist or you know somebody in the music industry that you want to share this with, you're welcome to share this episode, or the actual link to these songs is bit.ly. That is bit.ly/songsofnote, and the slash is the up and down curve to the right one. And my email is ryan@thesongsofnote.com. Podcast wise, there is a project I'm hoping to do. I've been working on for 6 months to try to snag one specific guest. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm hoping it does. So I don't have future episodes lined up quite yet, but I did want to touch base, tell you guys I'm so grateful for the time that you have subscribed to this show, and I'm trying to work on what's next for it. And so thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Songs of Note podcast. Be sure and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.